So, my name is Delaney Dugan, and I am 17 years old, and today is November 13th, 2017, and I'm with my grandmother, Nan, in Brownstown, Pennsylvania, at my home. So, do you want to tell me a little bit about what your childhood was like, or where you grew up? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Asbury Park, New Jersey, plus St. Petersburg, Florida. I think I was down there when I was actually, my mom took me on a train when I was a baby to Florida, and then back and forth because my dad worked in New Jersey, and then back and forth to Florida. So I spent a lot of time in Florida and a lot of time in New Jersey, and I went to nursery school down in Florida, and I went to grammar school and high school, grammar school in New Jersey. And then my mom and dad moved to Florida when I was in eighth grade, I guess, right before I graduated from eighth grade. Moved to Florida, St. Pete, Florida. And then I went to school until I was in sophomore year in high school, and I came back to New Jersey my junior and senior year in New Jersey. And then I went to college in Vermont from there.
What did you go to college for?
What did I go to college for? Secretarial work. And that was a 2-year school, all girls, and now it is 4-year co-ed. But I graduated in 1957 from college, and then I worked at the phone company. I think I was at the phone company in New Jersey when I was in high school, and then I forget the, a Charms candy company I worked. Forget whether that was before or after high school.
Did you make candy?
No, I just, this is where it was sold. And then, after college, I graduated in 57, I went to New York, I worked in New York for 5.5 years on Wall Street, and then...
Is that where you learned to put the money in your shirt, when you walked around?
My mom always said, don't cash your check. And just don't cash your check in New York, bring it home. And then she always said, put money in your strap, pin money to your underwear when you go to New York.
So no one
so you don't lose anything. Oh my goodness, that was moons ago.
What was New York like when you worked there?
Oh, it was nice. I took the train. It took me 1.5 hours each way. And in the summertime, it was not air conditioned, so you had all the soot, black soot, coming in the windows. Everybody would pull their windows down on the train and ride, and it was like hot and messy, and I did that for 5.5 years, and then I met my husband, and then I quit working there. I'm trying to think. We were married in 1964.
Where did you meet him?
From a friend that I commuted with on the train at a party.
At a party?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a fun party?
It was a fun party. It was a Christmas. I think it was a Christmas time. Yeah, it was. 1961. And then I was married in 64. And then your mom was born in 65.
Did you like New York better, or did you like Lancaster, like the farm country better? Like city or farm?
I'd farm is better. city is city. I didn't want to live there. It was just too city-fied, but it took 1 hour. And I met nice people, and it was a good experience.
Did you like your schooling? Like, I know it probably was hard moving back and forth.
Yeah, I hated it. I didn't want to move. My dad had to move to Florida for work. And when I got married years later, I thought, there's no way I'm going to move and take my kids out of school and move them, and I never did. So.
Did Clark like moving?
No. I think he was probably better than me at moving, but I don't know how much he remembers. He was 7 years younger than me when we moved to Florida, so.
Were you in any, like, sports in school or, like, clubs?
In high school, I was a majorette.
What's that?
Twirling.
Like the baton?
The baton. At all the football games.
That's kind of funny.
And my mom made my outfit. I think it was white or off-white corduroy short skirt with blue or something. It was the school colors. Then you wore boots. And then on a rainy day or after a rainy day, your boots would get stuck in the mud and you try to walk around and lift your foot up without looking kind of silly.
There was no turf on the fields?
Yeah, there was turf. Some spots were turfless.
Do you remember any other, like, oh, would you go back and relive your teenage years? Like, did you like being a teenager?
Yeah, I did. I remember my 16th birthday party. I had a sleepover. 16, 17, 18. Then I was in college. Yeah, I did remember my teenage years. I had good friends. Yeah. Which I don't obviously see anymore, but...
Mm-hmm. Did you have any... I know you said, like, a few jobs, but do you have any, like... What was your first job when you were a teenager, or...
When I was a teenager. I worked at my grandmother's hotel in the summertime as a waitress. She had a hotel in New Jersey, 2 blocks from the ocean. So I worked in there as a waitress and then for breakfast and dinner. And then between breakfast and dinner, we went to the beach, which was like 2 blocks away. We walked to the beach and then came back and did the dinner thing.
Hmm. What other jobs did you have?
The telephone operator. What else did I do? I worked at the candy company, which mm-hmm. I said. Telephone operator, waitress.
It's gonna come on the thing if you tap.
I don't remember what else. Oh, then I went to New York and worked. And then I stopped working.
Do you have any favorite work stories you can remember? Like anything? Like at Jen's one time a bird came in. And flew around. Do you have any stories, like funny stories that you remember?
Not for work, but at my grandmother's hotel, I remember a bat came in at one time. And even when I was in high school, in my house, there was a bat that came in my bedroom, and I was screaming, and I called my father or mother, and my mom opened the door and said, yeah, that's a bat, and then she slammed the door. Like, that's not going to help me. But then my dad finally got it, put it in a shoebox, and got rid of it, but that's that was just a home thing.
Didn't mom have a duck in her pool? Didn't you have a duck in your pool?
We had a, yeah, we
didn't she keep a duck?
No, we found a duck at my mom's house in the summer that had fallen in one of those
the grates.
Yeah, so we got it out and brought it home and kept it. And then it found the neighbor's pool.
Oh, it was a neighbor's pool.
Yeah, and we couldn't let our duck fly into the neighbor's pool. So we took it to Long's Park and left it there with all the other ducks. And hopefully it made it okay. So
good. Do you have anything else you remember from your childhood, like fun stories?
I'm trying to think of fun stories. I don't remember right now off the top of my head.
And pause it?
Yeah, pause it.
Okay, we're back after remembering some more.
Remembering some more. My in-laws moved to Florida when my son was 9. My son Scott was 9. That's the first time I think we went to Disney World. And it had just opened. So that's, you know.
It had just opened?
It had just opened.
How much were the tickets? They used to say like they were like
$1. It was like, they were like over 100 now probably.
But they used to be like $1 or something.
No,
like,
not $1. Really, I'll guess like 40 something.
Oh, 40. Guess okay, like 40 something.
And I think now they're like over 100. Mm-hmm. But we went there. We went to Florida every year until they passed away. When you were 6. And so we hadn't been back since. Mm-hmm. You don't remember?
No, I do. We used to go all the time.
Yeah.
The lizard used to be on the screen.
Yeah, those little geckos or whatever you call them.
Yeah. And I used to put the clothespins on Scott's face.
Yeah.
And stomp and he on put up with it.
Yeah. So we hadn't been back since. But I liked it down there. And I liked Disney.
Do you remember like a ride or anything that you rode there?
I'm not a ride person. I don't do rides.
Like comparing it to where how it is now, it's a lot like high tech, fancy stuff. Like I'm just curious what it was.
Way back when.
Like if you remember, like a specific ride that Scott liked or.
We went to. Adventure Island. That's when, because on our way down, we stopped at South of the Border. That was that motel with all the fancy schmancy stuff. You know, you see signs for it before you get to Florida. So South of the Border, and we picked up a leaf or pamphlet there that said try Adventure Island in Tampa. So we decided to try that out, and that's the first time. Yeah, that's, yeah. That was all these water slides and stuff.
Hmm.
That was, yeah, and then we used to go back there quite often. We went down there once a year in June after school let out.
That'd be fun.
And then you came down with us a couple of times. I forget how long you came. A couple of times, I think, you've been down with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Nan, for sharing. See, it wasn't that bad. You were so scared. No, you weren't. All right. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Bye.